It's the odd to Newfoundland. Ghostly greetings from your host, Jonathan. Mysteries, ghosts, monsters and lore. East Coast Esoterica and so much more. If it's up to you, friend, it's on the up to Newfoundland.
Days of Halloween.
Oh, Canada, our home and haunted land. Haunted houses everywhere, has my hair up on end. Yeesh, did you know good old Canada has a lot of haunted houses? Like, maybe too many. Many of them are open to visitors too, which is really, really cool. So here are some stories of the people who used to live in these homes but never really left. Let's hope they don't knock on the door right now. Let's talk about the Keg Mansion. Toronto, Ontario. People have both seen and felt ghostly presences in this haunted house. One of the most famous ghosts is a small boy who likes to run up and down the main staircase. People have said they can hear him running to this very day. Today, this mansion is a popular restaurant in downtown Toronto called the Keg Mansion. Maybe your parents have taken you there, my fellow Torontonians, but back in the day, it was one of the city's most grand houses, known as the A. McMaster House. It was built back in 1868. Would you step foot in this restaurant? What if the bread basket's haunted too? And apparently some people have even seen the little boy peering out at them while they eat. I mean, totally go eat there. I don't know about you guys. I'll just leave it at that. How about the Mar residence in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan? One of the ghosts in this haunted house is said to be an angry man who likes tormenting any women who visit the house. No one is sure if this furious ghost used to live in the house but never really left or was a patient during its days as a field hospital in 1885. Known as the Mar Residence, this is the oldest building that's still in the same location in all of Saskatoon. It was actually there before the city was even founded. With a house that old, maybe it's no surprise that people say they've experienced ghosts there. Be careful if you go near this one, though, folks. Do you think you'd even make it to the second floor? I don't think I would, especially if I was a woman. How about Credora Castle in Victoria, B.C.? Said to be many ghosts live in this haunted house. There's apparently even a piano that begins to play with nobody at the keys. The castle's beginnings weren't any less spooky either. It was built by the rich coal baron named Robert Dunsmuir, but he died a year before it was completed. It's been a home, a military hospital, and a college, until becoming a museum in 1979, which is still open today. Would you dare take a field trip to this haunted museum? And if you did, how fast would you run when you hear the piano playing all on its own? Good question. Fairmount Hotel McDonald in Edmonton, Alberta. Have you ever heard of a ghost horse? Not just people haunting the grounds here, it's horses too. When the Grand Trunk Pacific Railway built the hotel in 1915, there's a story that says that one of the workhorses dropped dead just as the foundation was being poured. The horse haunts the hotel to this very day. Many guests who stay on the 8th floor say they hear the ghost horse galloping through the halls. Sometimes it can be heard in the basement as well, but no one has ever seen the ghost horse, only heard it. What would you do if you were in the dark basement and heard a phantom? Do you think a ghost horse is even spookier than a regular horse? I definitely do. 100%. Hatley Castle in Victoria, B.C. Imagine being in an empty study and all of a sudden hearing a record play. That's what people say happens at this haunted house. There have also been reports of doors and windows opening and closing all on their own. In 1910, Hatley Castle was the home of B.C.'s Lieutenant Governor James Dunsmuir and his family. But in 1915, the Dunsmuir son, who had joined the war, died in the sinking of the ship called the Lusitania. His parents never recovered from this death. Today, it is said the Dunsmuir family is still at Hatley Castle as ghosts. It's the Dunsmuir son playing his favorite record in the study, they say. And when the castle was used as rooming for the military college, cadets used to see Laura the mother in the rooms at night. Now, although these haunted houses are open to the public, you'll still have to make an appointment if you want to check out some places like the Mar residence. They may be closed also or limiting visitors during COVID-19. Make sure to check before you go. And you guys make sure you like and subscribe to the On the Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast. Hope you're enjoying 31 Days of Halloween. It's been a blast, guys. I can't wait to do this again next year. You'll hear from me again on November 1st. That's right, November 1st. as we get back to our regular monthly scheduled program. Have a safe and happy Halloween. I love you guys. Be well, be safe, take care, and happy Halloween.